Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. As is customary, on the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following the service, and everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. Please note in your bulletin that activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the service at Pacific Hills, which will begin at 2:00 this afternoon as usual. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 143, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Continue our worship now with hymn number 473, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul.
Thank you.
please stand now as we sing hymn number 402, Faith is the Victory?
Three good doctors, and still they open the surgery, cannot be closed. And we pray for them. An unexpected storm dissolved through maybe 20 years and affected very vital organs like the liver and the pancreas and the others, and it's very hard to clean. And the doctor's trying to do the best. Our brother is in good spirit, and we need to pray for him. Also, our missionary came to pick up his mother-in-law, took him back to Mexico, to Peru, and he's in the hospital. He's in the Valley Hospital here in San Jose. He is under examination, his face swallowed, and eventually I forced him to go, and he did it, and has been an MRI, and it's a big tumor on the top of the chest, pressing him down. We don't know if the tumor is benign or is malign, and the doctors will decide Monday what to do. So unexpected things happen in our church, and we have the power of prayer, and I want to let you know about that, all right? Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our precious Lord. We are reminded of the wonderful words of King David. He said in Psalm 86 and in verse 12, I will praise the Lord, O my God, with all my heart and with all my mind, I will praise thy name. And Father, we just did that through the wonders of singing hymns from the hymn books, and the choir will sing later on to praise your name, because you are the only God that we can praise and the only God that can answer to our needs. Thank you, Lord, that you answer one day to our needs of salvation. Christ Jesus became the person that we needed. And eventually our hearts was turned around, our mind understood, and we came to believe that we were human beings created with a soul to be an answering to God. And Father, we knew then that nothing we can do to save ourselves. and said to believe in the work of Christ Jesus our Lord. And we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you that we believe. We thank you, Father, that now we are sure that if anything happened to us, our destiny is not just a box. Our destiny is the very presence of God. As Paul said, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Thank you, Father, for that hope. Now, Lord, as a church body, we have people who are in need of the touch of the miracle of your healing power. And Ann Peretto is one of them in our church. Donald Det Wheeler, that we talked just a few minutes ago. Dante Rabines. Lord, they all need that hand of miracle. I know there is doctors, and I know there is hospitals, and I know there is medicine. But behind them and directing them is the hand of the mighty God. Without your touch, no doctor can heal. And so, Father, I pray that you enlighten these doctors, guide them, give them the proper medicine, that these people be restored and be among our fellowship again. Our heart is with the Noriel family, with Romulo and Elenita. Romulo lost his brother in New York, and he flew back there to be with the family. And we pray for the comfort and peace of God upon his heart. And we pray for safety as he traveled up and down to New York. Thank you, Father, for our wonderful missionaries that you gave us, Carol and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Foretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquito, and again we pray for Dante recovery, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And Lord, here locally we have the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, Daniel in the East Coast today, and then Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Father, that our church has commanded these people on behalf of the church to share the gospel in their fields and to share the beauty and the wonders of Christ our Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those who are in the extended church. We have people listening over the radio live at this moment in KKMC. We have people listening on the internet live at this moment all across America, in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, in Minnesota, in Texas, Arizona, South and Northern California, and some people even in Korea. And so, Father, we are thankful. We are thankful for the beauty of these discoveries and these miracles of internet and radio so that we can let other people know that Christ has power to save and that in Christ and in his word, we have the power to live holy before you. Thank you, Father. And now, Lord, as a church body, we are thankful for the provision. We are thankful that those people in the extended church, they send offerings to provide for our expenses on the internet. Thank you, Lord, for their love. We never have asked for anything, but out of their love for you, they have sent the offering. We are thankful for the congregation that we have. They support the church Sunday after Sunday. And so thank you, Father, for those who give, and thank you for the offering. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1232. We will be reading Romans chapter 9, verse 30 through chapter 10, verse 21. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, beginning with Romans chapter 9, verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. But Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the word of faith, which by the Holy Spirit has mercifully established its recording in the scriptures. We thank you that the scriptures make clear that the way of salvation is by faith. We confess we have no ability to keep your law, and thank you for the great gospel of the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone saves us from condemnation and judgment. Help us to abide in your word and lead us into paths of righteousness. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Continue to bless him with good health and energy so that he may continue to faithfully preach the gospel of peace with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us understanding, and those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may demonstrate our faith by our obedience to that word of faith. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.